This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It's just after 12:31 here in the studio. We're going to have a quick update from Bursa at break, courtesy of Arvind.
So it is down by 0.44% at 1,590 points. Active stocks are Green Yield Berhad, Sabre Dynamic and Joe Holding. The ringgit is at 4.12 against the US dollar, 3.19 against the Aussie dollar and 3.11 against the Sing dollar.
If you're only just joining us, we kicked off the show with a discussion about the EU vaccine passport. With vaccinations being administered by the millions around the world, countries are starting to gear up for a return to travel. The EU has launched its own COVID-19 digital vaccine certificate that will act as a passport for those wishing to travel within approved nations. Could this be how other countries will adapt to safe travel in the coming years? That's what we've been discussing so far. If you'd like to get in touch, get us via WhatsApp if you'd like to, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Any updates on the social media, guys? Anything at all yet?
Nothing on Twitter just yet.
We do have a response, but I think it's more relevant to our third story, so I'll save it.
We'll get to that in just a couple of moments then. Our second story, of course, something slightly different. 150 ringgit is where it starts.
Yes. So the government has allocated a total amount of 300 million ringgit for the e-Belia initiative, which is under the Permakasa financial aid package, enabling 2 million Malaysians to receive a 150 ringgit credit from four e-wallet service providers. That's not really new news. What is new news, though, is how well that's been received, specifically on Shopee Pay. Shopee Pay recorded an uptake of about 500,000 claimants for the 150 e-wallet credit on only the first day of the e-Belia program launch. And I think the reason behind this is that the successful claimants not only received the e-wallet credit when they claimed via Shopee Pay, but they were also guaranteed an additional 500 ringgit worth of vouchers, which then brings up the total benefit to 650 ringgit. So these vouchers are a sort of curation designed to offer the young people a greater savings on items like learning tools for their studies or household supplies and groceries for them and their families as well. It includes vouchers from brands like, you know, Apple, Switch, JBL, Mr. DIY, Tesco, L'Oreal, and Yes Prepaid. And also Shopee provides the students with added free shipping, coin cashbacks, and Shopee Pay Deals Near Me vouchers. Deals Near Me is Shopee Pay's recently launched online-to-offline feature. It uses location-based services to help users discover Shopee Pay vouchers by nearby merchants, right? So generally speaking, it seems that there are a lot of incentives to choose this e-wallet. And head of Shopee Pay Malaysia, Alan Yee, said, while e-Belia was announced as an assistance program to alleviate the financial burden of Malaysian youths and promote cashless spending, we believe that the program will play a bigger role to simultaneously generate economic activities and sales for local merchants and traders. As more Malaysian consumers enter the cashless spending ecosystem, smaller businesses like convenience stores, petty traders, and burger stalls will also see the need to adopt cashless payment methods as part of the operations so that they're not left behind. This digital push will be a win for the country's digital economy. And in addition to the substantial cash rewards handed out, the first 20,000 Shopee Pay e-Belia claimants received a supplementary 5 ringgit cashback with a 10 ringgit minimum spend when they scan any other e-wallet or bank's Do It Now QR codes to pay, which is obviously Malaysia's national QR that's operated by Paynet here. And so Shopee Pay is amongst one of the participating wallets. Khairan Abdulrahman, the director of Paynet, said director of retail payment services at Paynet, said, under the prevailing situation, payment modes that are hygienic and safe are essential as we continue with our daily activities and brave through the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, in case you did not know what the e-Belia program was, it's open for registration to Malaysians aged 18 to 20 years old in this year, or full-time students enrolled in courses equivalent to Diploma or Malaysian Skills Certificate Level 4 or SKM4 courses and above at local public and private registered institutions of higher learning. So the four e-wallets that you can claim this credit on are Touch & Go e-wallet, Boost, BigPay, and of course, Shopee Pay. Each individual can only claim from one e-wallet though, so you have to pick one. And here is how to do so if you or someone eligible that you know hasn't done it yet. So you do need to download one of the e-wallets or have access to one of the e-wallets as well. Again, that's BigPay, Boost, Touch & Go, or Shopee. Click on the e-Belia section, fill in your details. You can claim this credit from the 1st of June to July 22nd, 2021. And once your claim is successful, you get the credit and you must utilize the credit by the end of July.
Sadly, none of us in this room are eligible, are we?
Sadly, no.
Speak for yourself.
I missed the boat on that one.
Yeah, I think we all missed the boat. But for those of you that are eligible, go out and do this. It makes an awful lot of sense. You know, you can get yourself some really, really good, useful stuff, especially while you're stuck at home, you know, studying and studying from home and whatnot. You know anybody that's done this, either of you?
No.
I don't know anyone that's
even my friends, even my friends are in batches that are like decades, at least a decade removed from the maximum age limit in this.
Right. So what good incentives though right now, right?
It is.
Okay, we need to take a short break, folks. We're going to be back in just a moment with our third and final story of the day about what is worrying Malaysians the most. And this, of course, is according to a survey conducted by Ipsos. More on that when we come back after the break. But if you'd like to get in touch and discuss with us any of the stories that we've discussed so far, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We've been talking about the EU vaccine passport. And of course, Christine has just been regaling us with a story about how the 150 ringgit Ebelia has taken off on ShopeePay, giving you up to 650 ringgit worth of things.
Mm-hmm.
Get on that, folks. Time for a break. Oasis, roll with it here on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.